Visit a success center with a representative from the school district and the scene as much as it's supposed to be.
Turn to the 24 questions, remember?
An instructor is doing character building worksheets with a group of 10 students while a counselor has a one-on-one session with a middle schooler in a side office.
Okay, that's the one that you have to kind of search yourself. Think about where you are in your life.
Talk with the staff and students who spend time there and a different picture emerges. One problem is schoolwork. School officials say it's the responsibility of the students' schools to make sure they get their work.
What happens is we can contact the school.
Marcia Misick is a counselor at one of the district's 10 success centers.
But if the school doesn't send it, then we don't have anything for the students, so we give them the handouts that we have here. The negative part about it is they're not getting graded for what we do. So if you're here for 10 days and your school didn't send you anything, you're 10 days without grades.
At her center, Misick says that's the case most of the time. Staff members at other centers said they had better luck, but cited delays and miscommunication. Some said schoolwork only comes when parents arrange to get it themselves. 12th grader Madeline Moran got a 10-day suspension after a verbal altercation with another student and a teacher. When she showed up at the Success Center on day one, it wasn't just that her schoolwork wasn't there.
You're basically treated like a baby, and it shouldn't have to be like that.
Madeline says she had to do the same worksheets as 11 and 12-year-olds there with her and get in a straight line to walk to lunch. Add the fact that it was hard for her to get a ride.
For the 9 days remaining, I just stayed home.
Exactly the outcome the program aimed to prevent. Students elsewhere reported copying rules over and over again and filling pages with the word responsibility. Research has shown that suspensions increase the risk of dropping out and of getting arrested. And Black students get suspended disproportionately. Community pressure around those very issues is part of what drove School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho to create Success Centers. He frames the initiative as an urgent fix to help end the school-to-prison pipeline.
We may not have everything figured out, but no matter what we do, by simply doing this, it is far better than what historically has happened across the country.
For the last 15 years, Wendell Nibbs has taught in a middle school with one of Miami's highest rates of suspension. Here's how he found out about the plan to eliminate out-of-school suspensions.
I was in Tampa on vacation, and our superintendent was on national media.
All right, this is quite an initiative. Please.
That's from the Melissa Harris Perry Show on MSNBC. 2 weeks later, Nibbs was back at Brownsville Middle School teaching PE and wrestling with the same understaffing and crowded classes he says make discipline problems worse.
We understand the reason behind not suspending the kids. You can address the issue before you get to that level. We can't wait for the kid to get to the trauma unit. We can triage them before they get there.
Nibbs says changing the culture around school discipline means getting teachers more involved.
We have to have the proper infrastructure and how this is going to work, and everyone's going to buy in.
Superintendent Carvalho says the district will spend time this summer to improve the program. So far, there hasn't been district-wide training for teachers who write kids up for suspensions in the first place. Success centers were rolled out so quickly that there was just 1 day of training for the staff who worked there before the centers opened. Combine that with the fact that at Brownsville, some 500 students rely on the services of a single guidance counselor, and Nibbs says,
you're putting a bandaid on a gushing wound.
On paper, success centers brought the number of out-of-school suspensions to zero overnight. But at the end of the school year, what district officials don't know yet is how many of the students who were sent to success centers actually showed up. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.